So what is Watch Me Dance about?
So it's a play about dancers. So the story is, as you said, it's a group of misfit dancers. So one has a facial deformity. We've got another one who, another character, who's just out of juvie, so therefore he can't get work as a dancer because he's an outcast. We have someone whose body type isn't ideal. We have an older lady, being 30, it's not particularly old, who again is trying to reclaim her chance at having a professional opportunity. So they're all outsiders. They don't fit into the perfect model of what a dancer should be, but they're all very talented and just want a second chance.
Right. And I guess, where did this idea come from? What inspired you?
Well, I've written novels based on teenagers in the performing arts school, so I've always loved the performing arts, especially dance. And I've moved away from that, but I've been watching dance movies, and I just really wanted to do a great dance movie that has a lot of substance behind it as well. So that, I don't know, then I felt like it's something I've wanted to do, and this was the opportunity to do it.
Right, of course. So what is it about dancing, I guess, that draws you in? Why? Where does the love of dance come from?
Well, I tried to get in as much dance as I could as a child, but my parents couldn't afford dance classes. So I did most of my dancing after I turned 18 and was able to do it myself, from hip-hop to salsa to lyrical. So I've always loved it, and I've always been involved in the arts, whether it was theatre, acting, directing, the whole works. And then a couple of years ago when I was living in London, I started writing. And then from there, it was a natural change to go from writing to writing about people in the arts. And then dancing. I mean, you've got shows like World of Dance, So You Think You Can Dance, and it can be just absolutely magical.
Yeah, no, definitely, because I guess you write what you know and what your own experiences are.
So, or what you aspire to.
Yeah, definitely. So how has the rehearsal process been thus far?
So the cast have been fantastic because they're all volunteers. We've been rehearsing twice a week. We've had a lot of dancing involved, and there's still a play, so there's also the writing lines and the blocking, and we're just in the theatre now, so we're readjusting to have all the theatre, the lighting and the sound cues, and rebalancing all our space. So this week's the pretty intense week.
Yeah, definitely. I did musicals as a kid, so I understand very much going into theatre and how everything kind of changes. You have to know where the lights hit you. It is a very big process.
Yeah.
So why is it important to tell this story?
Well, I mean, dance is fantastic, but it's really a story about belonging, because there's always people that are outcasts. There are always people that don't fit into the box that we put in them. And so it's really about a message of accepting yourself as you are, and not denying yourself the opportunity just because you're different or you don't tick all the boxes that someone else has created. So really, it's that's the message behind it.
Yeah, no, what a beautiful message. I think everyone can take something from that. And I guess just finally, why should people come watch me dance?
If you love dancing and you love heartfelt stories, this is what about. It's for the whole family, so we've made sure we've kept it above board, because really the emotion and the need for belonging is something that a child can understand, a teenager can understand, and someone as an adult can understand. So if you want something that's feel-good, emotional, and has lots of great music and dancing, then that's the type of show for you.
Yeah, something for everyone. Thank you so much for coming on the show this afternoon, Kathy.
No problem.
That was Kathy Petrakis, the writer of Watch Me Dance. You can catch Watch Me Dance this weekend at the ARA Darling Quarter Theatre in the Darling Quarter from the 27th to the 29th of this month.